Joined here today by Chris Moore. Of course, he is the head football coach with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. They're going to be home coming up on Friday night, taking on CAM. Crusaders come off a tough road loss, 28-20, falling in the second half last week to Collins Maxwell. And Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yep, good to talk to you, Jeff.
You bet, Coach. I know last week a disappointing one, but I have a feeling probably with that first half you saw some really good things. What jumped out to you on the film?
Again, just the fast start. We got up on them in the first quarter again. That's 3 weeks in a row we've led after the first quarter. The injury bug kind of hit us there towards the end of the second quarter, the start of the third quarter. And then too, we just kind of beat ourselves in the second half. We had opportunities. We had the ball, on the 1 yard line, twice, fumbled once, and, just couldn't punch it in. And so, that kind of beat us too.
Couple of scores called back with penalties as well. So you clean up those things. You got to feel like you come out of there with a win.
Yeah, oh, definitely. That's upsetting too. Like, we kind of beat ourselves there, put ourselves in situations that, give the officials the opportunity to take control of the game and take it out of our control. And yeah, two touchdown runs, I do believe. And then, two big runs that, were called, all four were called back because of a penalty of some sort.
Nice to come back home now and get another home game.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a blackout event. My sister's organizing a childhood cancer event. We're having like a tailgate and stuff before the game. And, it's kind of near and dear to our heart. And my nephew, that's a fourth grader now, went through 3 years battling leukemia and has been clear since then. And so just a great event that she's organizing, and hopefully people can support that. And it's going to be a blackout all around. Hopefully put a good performance on the field for everyone that comes out and supports us.
Coach, where will all of that stuff be taking place at?
Oh, that'll be on the north side of the football field, down by the concession stand. She's got a bunch of events starting at 5:30 planned for that.
How does anybody get involved if they want to help out with any of that stuff?
Go to Facebook. She's got a post on Facebook, Alex Carlson or Megan Carlson, and there's information on that. I think half the proceeds they raise is going to the Bailey Lux Scholarship, too, on Friday night.
Well, we thank you guys for all of that. It's such an important thing to get the word out, and we're glad that you brought that up. Coach, Caminita comes in. They're 2-1 on the year, dropped their season opener to Audubon. Since then, they've come back and beaten Griswold and East Mills. I was talking with you here before the interview. You said it looks like they've figured out the quarterback position and kind of got their passing game going.
Yeah, the speaker kid tore his ACL in baseball, so he was the quarterback the last 2 years, and so they need to find someone for that. Paulson kid's seems like he's settled in for him at that. There's a Chester kid that plays linebacker and running back, senior, always a good football player. You always noticed him on the field, just really having a good year for him running the ball, and then on the defensive side too. Offensive line and defensive line are smaller, but they got good speed, and they use that to their advantage, and they're quick off the ball. We're going to have our handful up front with that too.
They're averaging about 7.6 yards per carry. You talked about the Chester kid, 269 yards. The Paulson kid, 400 yards on the ground. Those are the kind of their two workhorses. How do they use those two in the run game?
They throw kind of a no-huddle offense at you. They call their plays from the sideline, lined up at the line of scrimmage, and then shift from out of that, give you a different look. So they go, unbalanced look and stack all three receivers in a bunch tight or split them out. We're going to have to do a good job studying film and make adjustments to our lineup based off the looks they give us. And so, we're going to have to play focused football and be really dialed in onto the looks that they're going to try to give us.
Not going to throw a ton, but when they do, looks like maybe they used the Bauer kid up over the top, 8 catches, 3 touchdowns, and then the Chester kid out of the backfield. Do they send him deep or do they hit him on screens, and he just seems to break off big plays there?
But they will throw the screen pass at you once in a while, and then, too, it's just, you know, they just go run, 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 and then lull you to sleep, and then they're hitting you over top with the Bauer kid plays tight end for him. He streaks down the middle of the field. And so, you know, again, too, we just got to play disciplined football and be focused on who we have and the different looks that they're giving us. We got to, you know, just key on our guys.
Coach, your guys' running game, really, really good. Caden Oswald and Wyatt Oswald and Ethan Bauer, three fantastic guys running the football. How do you anticipate Cam looking to defend that three-headed monster?
You know, they're going to try to shut that down. We didn't complete a pass last Friday night. The week before, we really struggled throwing the ball again. I got to do a better job putting us in better situations, just not to be quite so heavy on the run, try to keep teams unbalanced on us so they can't just sell out on the run. But, you know, that's a credit to, you know, the guys up front. And then, obviously, those three guys run the ball. A lot of those are coming on cutbacks because the teams are just overplaying us so hard, and they see the field well, and they put the foot in the ground and cutting back, and then the offensive line recognizing those cutback lanes and then continuing to block until the whistle.
You mentioned needing to be a little more successful in the pass game. Where do you find that success?
Hopefully they play, give us a little zone look. So maybe we can get some, you know, some quick outs, some bubble action going, try some screen passes, just the short game, you know, just quick hits to keep them on their toes is what we're hoping.
Coach, non-district matchup, still a game you want to win. You want to be sitting 2-2. You want to put on a good performance for the home crowd. But does that change the mentality of this game at all for you guys?
You know, a little bit. We're a little beat up at this point. It's early. Don't know what we're going to have for guys and see how they're feeling later on in the week here. But, you know, it might change by Friday. But, you know, definitely, you know, we want to go in and compete in every game and win every game. But also, too, it's a non-district game. You know, next week and the week after that, we got Audubon, St. Ed's district games that are really key. Keep us in the hunt, you know, for the playoffs and then district title.
Coach, what do you want to see from the guys then on Friday night?
Just, again, come out and compete like they have the first three games. Just the effort the kids give all the time has been great. We've got to keep that intensity. You know, again, can't beat ourselves. You know, we're not deep enough to overcome some mental mistakes, the penalties. And so we got to get that stuff cleaned up and just play discipline-focused football.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. Best of luck coming up in the game, and I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show after the game.
Thanks, Jeff, and appreciate the coverage, and go CRB.
Head Coach Chris Mora again with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Again, they host Camonita coming up on Friday night.